Enlightening Delilah, The School for Manners, Book 3, by M.C. Beaton, writing as Marion Chesney, narrated by Lindy Nettleton.
Chapter 1. There is great happiness in the country, but it requires a visit to London every year to reassure yourself of this truth. Sydney Smith.
"Going up to town, my dear," said Squire Simon Wraxall.
His daughter Delilah looked at him, startled. "But you never go to London, Papa. You hate it."
"Pressing business," mumbled the squire, picking up his newspaper and barricading himself behind it.
The couple were seated over breakfast in their comfortable country mansion. Early autumn sunshine shone through the diamond-shaped panes of the lattice windows and sparkled on the silver on the table. The coffee urn on the sideboard hissed like a cat. A fire crackled in the hearth.
"Is it something to do with that letter from London you have just received?" asked Delilah.
"Eh, what?" said the squire. "Yes, yes, that's it."
"And who was the letter from?"
"Fellow about phosphates. That lower field down by the river is in bad heart."
"Put down that newspaper," commanded his daughter imperiously. The squire reluctantly lowered the newspaper. He looked shifty. Delilah studied him for some moments and then said, "I don't mind, you know. Mama has been dead for some time. I suppose it was only to be expected."
"Don't know what you're talking about," said the squire, looking puzzled. "Do not tease."